Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. This wasn't the best season. It was 40 and 42. We have traditions. Maybe we break from tradition today.
I'm with that.
We don't know that we're going to hear the song again. You could probably argue the tradition didn't work.
You're not feeling.
Wait, oh, hold on. Don't step on Lucky. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey, you make your jokes. Kyrie won like one game in the next 2 years after that. I'm just saying, you want like it feels kind of like a funeral type one for one last go around, guys.
Hey.
You guys do what you want, but it ain't over. Nothing's over.
I say we go with it, man. We go with it. I hear you. I hear you, Jesse.
Nothing's over.
But I say we go with it.
I feel like it needs to be unanimous.
We run that joint two times if need to.
Wicked. If we want to drive the car over the cliff to the other side of the cliff, let's go. Play it. It's fine.
Oh, man. Jesse, just the ultimate vibe killer.
Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, what if we did it a little bit different? What if we did it just a little bit different? I have an idea. Jesse, you tell me if this eases your concerns a little bit.
My thing's like, we'll play it tomorrow. But
hey, you know what? I don't know. It's not enough energy in this city today, man. We supposed to be the best fans in the NBA and turning up all this other stuff. There's not enough energy in the city today.
What if we did this? What if we went
Come
a different?
On.
What if we did it a little bit different?
Give me some old sack, the tunnel. Let's go.
Let me take you where you can. Pops told me, put the paint where it ain't. I'm stacking up the money, got the change for the bank. And I ain't signing nothing unless a check coming blank. Don't let them see you high if they change on the low. Got the key to the city, now I'm changing up the dough. If he hating on me, he a lame, he a joke. No rag, no set, I got the gang with me though. Can't rock with me now if you didn't back then. Zell on the mic, on the beat of Sav 10. Backyard boogie and I'm slapping Mac 10. They tried to kick me out and I went right back in. They hella mad, can't deal with me though. I work too hard, can't deal with me though. You ain't putting up your chicken, can't grill with me though. I know some real ones and they still with me though. Get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. You gotta tell them, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. We heard your best song, it was trash. I mean, we had a double knotted in a bag. Every beat that I kill come with tags. And the whip, 150 on the dash. So me, I'm so low key.
I feel like T.I. cause you don't know me. You say you got it all, but you gotta show me. While they was sleeping on me bed, I was working OT. Brand going up, fans going up. We laid it all out, yeah, the plan's going up. They bitter about the wins, can't stand going up. And they scared to risk it all, can't stand showing up. Get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. You gotta tell them, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. Get off.
Hey,
come on, man.
Hey,
come on.
Hey,
come on.
I ain't gonna front.
Come on.
I'm gonna run it again.
Come on.
I'm gonna run it again. We up.
Yeah. Come on.
We up here.
Yeah. Come on.
We got a game to win. Come on,
we playing.
Let me take you where you came. Pop star B, put the paint where it ain't. I'm stacking up the money, got the change for the bank. And I ain't signing nothing unless the check coming back. Don't let them see you high if they change on the low. Got the key to the city, now I'm changing up the dough. If he hating on me, he a lame, he a joke. No rag, no set. I got the gang with me though. Can't rock with me now if you didn't back then. Zell on the mic, on the beat of Sav 10. Backyard boogie and I'm slapping Mac 10. They tried to kick me out and I went right back in. They hella mad, can't deal with me though. I work too hard, can't deal with me though. You ain't putting up your chicken, can't grill with me though. I know some real ones and they still with me though. Get off, get off, get off, get off, get off.
Let's go, Young Zell, that's what we doing here today, baby. That's what we doing here today. Come on, man.
Vibes need to be up. The city ain't up enough for me.
It's game day.
The city ain't up enough for me. And then, hold on.
No, you in Roseville.
Hold on. We're gonna lay the ground rules out right now. I'm gonna lay the ground rules out right now.
Got rules. Okay.
Securing the 12th pick.
Oh.
Steve Brown.
Damn.
I know how you feel about this team. I know how you feel about the front office and all you feel about De'Aaron Fox, all this other stuff.
De'Aaron Fox.
He respectfully, save that for another day. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to hear that today. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to hear none of that today. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to block you. I ain't going to do that. This is free speech. That'd do what you silly. Do. But I'm not hearing any of that today. Mm-hmm. I'm not, we better keep the 12th pick and we should tank and all that. I ain't hearing that today. Mm-hmm. The Kings play today, and you said something perfectly last night.
I do.
You said something perfectly last night that resonates with me and should resonate with everybody else.
About time.
I'm not ready for the season to end. I'm not ready for the season to end.
Mm-hmm.
You may be, and that's cool. I'm not ready for the Kings season to end. So all that other stuff,
Save it for another.
If they're as sorry as you guys say they are, you'll have another opportunity. Save it for another day. Mm-hmm. I ain't here to hear that today.
I'll take it a step further. I ain't ready for our season to end against them. I ain't ready for our season to end against the team that is essentially the punchline of the league. I don't want to end our season against a guy who's given a defensive press conference yesterday. Mm-hmm. They didn't even call it a press conference. I saw Tim McMahon. He was like, it was just a meeting with the media. It wasn't really a press conference. It was just a meeting. Oh, you didn't know that happened? Oh, I'm so sorry. It's because it wasn't recorded. It's because you had to. I went to the Dallas Morning News, The Athletic, ESPN. I'm trying to find all of the different angles. There were no angles. Mm-hmm. There's one angle because only a few people were allowed to ask questions. Mm. I don't want to lose to them. Mm-mm. And Anthony Davis has been beating Domantas Sabonis' ass now for like a year.
It's 4-0 this year, huh?
The 11-0 or 9-0, 10-0, whatever. It's not as funny as it was a year ago.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, we need to. I don't want to lose to them.
No. Nah. I don't want to lose to them.
We blew their ass out last time.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar saved our ass the game before. Mm-hmm.
They had to come back.
I can't remember what.
It was like Doug Christie's second game. It was down like 17 in the first quarter.
Okay.
And they had to come back and win that game late. I don't want – no.
It was Doug Christie's second game. Yep.
You say it perfectly. I don't want to lose to that team.
Yep.
And – for the 17,000 that's going to be at the Golden One.
Dinwiddie had 30 in that one.
He can shoot the rock.
PJ had 28.
Come on, man. He can shoot the rock, too. For the 17,000 that's going to be at the Golden One Center, they don't need to go home. We don't need to go home knowing the season ended at the crib.
Yeah. Oh, that's if the other thing.
If whatever happens Friday, if we get there, we'll handle that when we get there. But the season don't need to end today. Yeah. at the crib. And that's another thing. The 17,000, I think, is 131 or something like that. That is the capacity. I mean, they keep putting suites all over the place. So
it's 171,230.
It's my bad.
It's fine.
That's my bad.
It's fine.
You're right.
You ain't Sacramento.
For the 171,000 that's going to be in attendance at the Golden 1 Center tonight. And I'm just saying this, like I said, just laying the ground rules. I don't think this will be an issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to puff our chests out and talk about how we're the best fans in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we've been to games that don't even matter and we still turned up and everything else like that. Well, tonight's the time to show. I know a lot of people have been, you know, thumbing their nose at the play-in and all this other stuff. Hey, if you are who you say you are, it needs to be a movie inside the Golden 1 Center.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you.
It needs to be a movie inside the Golden 1 Center tonight. I expect it to be, but we ain't going to get all cute and bougie today. Oh, we're only playing for championships. Nah. We're supposed to be the preeminent fan base in the NBA. We like to say that a lot about ourselves. It's time to show it. The nation going to be watching. Well, some of the nation might not even care about the playing. That's cool. That's them. But the nation going to be watching tonight, and we need to show we turned up.
Well, the good news is, or for most of us, Warriors Kings 3 is not happening. I don't believe I have ever uttered this phrase in my life, but I will say it today. Thank God for Steph Curry.
Well, when he saved America.
Oh, God, you're right. Oh, my God, I could forget that. Well, that was a different Steph. That was a different Steph Curry. That was America's Steph Curry.
That was America.
Not the Bay Area Steph Curry. You know what my favorite part about those two threes late were? You saw who got him the assist.
Yeah. Who did? Was it LeBron? Who was it?
No. Not
in this game.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was Draymond. Yeah. It was the other 23.
Nice little handoff. Here, bruh, get us out of this, buddy.
There is nothing more satisfying to me as a hater than to watch Draymond celebrate something Steph Curry does. Knowing Steph and Jimmy Butler just dragged your sorry carcass to the playoffs once again.
Dude, at a wide open corner three with the game on the line. He must have hopped about 40 times trying to wheel that ball into the hoop.
Oh, you saw that too? He was like, what was it? What was the Red Sox player that was trying to – the Carlton Fisk, I think? He hit the
home run. Carlton Fisk, yeah.
He was fair. Yeah, that was Draymond yesterday.
Shot it. Brick.
Oh, man. Nothing. Major hater vibes last night watching this game. Nothing more satisfying than watching that dude celebrate something that Steph Curry just did. God bless it.
Man, Steph was fantastic, man.
Warriors in Houston.
Well, I got thoughts.
I do too.
Ooh, and I think we on the same page.
I don't think we are.
Yeah,
I don't think we are.
Okay, well, fine.
All right.
Pardon my back. Well, me and Jesse see it.
Well, call me.
The regular people, that's how we see
fine.
It.
Fine, Bonte D'Lo, because I got some thoughts on this one.
D'Lo's dubs for about a half season.
R-dubs. We'll come back, man. Man, there was a lot of focus on Dallas yesterday. Still, no one knows why the hell Nico Harrison gave that media meeting yesterday.
Nico in the city? Should be, huh?
If I was him.
This is a playing game. Your ass better be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here? Any chance I could get out of Dallas? Yeah. Go ahead and throw me on the plane.
Can we get Nico in studio?
He's Nico's here. Probably like, sure. A friendly fan base. Hey, we got you, Nico. Come hang out with us. We won't bring up the Luka trade once. We'll talk about Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about Nike.
That's it. That's it.
Nico don't even know this. I know Nico.
Sing, come on.
Nico was the one who, on the floor of Arco Arena, Kara asked Kobe if she could wear his shoes. And Kobe was like, oh, my God, of course. He called Nico over and said, hey, she's going to wear, and I don't remember what number they were, next year. And Nico goes, all right, salute. 3 days later, an off-season package arrived.
Bro,
with
text him right now. Text
oh, no,
him,
it's
bro.
not like that.
No, no, it is. It is. Text
all right.
him.
All right, we'll come back. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We'll open up the phone lines, get your thoughts out there. Let's cook. 916-909-1320. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, tough start to the day, but Lee is here to, I don't know if he's Leland Lee or Leezy today, but Lee's here to defend himself. Leezy, I did my best. I'm fighting a violent mob here. I did my best
I tried to
have you back with this Warriors-centric message you sent earlier, but the Chatty House is demanding an explanation.
Yo, okay, so, hey, as you mentioned, D-Lo, I'm a Jimmy Butler guy. This year, he got a lot of crap, okay? And I'm just happy to see him doing well on the Warriors. He's a successful black man, to quote Draymond Green.
Quoting Draymond. Now we're quoting Draymond. So Draymond's your boy now. That's what you're saying? That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying all that. Hey, I'm just supporting the chef and the butler. I am not a Warriors fan. I'm just enjoying good basketball. And by the way, the Warriors don't beat the Rockets, Casey. I'm just letting you know.
Run him. We don't have time for that. Run his ass.
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, in defense of Leezy, he's right.
Well, that's just, he's just wrong.
He's right about what? Being a Jimmy Butler fan?
Well, he is a Jimmy Butler fan. He's right about the Warriors. The Warriors are going to beat the Rockets.
A game?
In a series.
Sure, I ain't going to be sweep.
Warriors are going to be, sweep.
No, I'm talking about the Rockets ain't going to sweep them. I ain't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
So, yeah, they're going to beat them once or twice. I ain't say it's going to be a sweep. I ain't say that.
I think
they got respect.
I think the Warriors win that series.
I think we've disrespected the Rockets a little bit too much this season. Like, the Warriors were fighting for their lives yesterday against one ankle John Morant. Like, they didn't necessarily look great yesterday.
With a 20-point spot too.
Yeah,
that was tough. But you needed to win the game. That's what Steph did.
I think it was his thumb or whatever. Part of his hand's banged up. He's dealing with that pelvic thing. The Rockets are gonna play.
That man scored 37 with a jacked up hand.
He did. Yeah, he can do that. But if you are getting 37 and 38 from two guys,
yeah,
and nothing from the others,
well,
you ain't beating the Rockets. You're not. The Rockets are a better version.
Fine, I'll wear it. I'll be the one who's been disrespectful to the Rockets. I don't buy them. I buy their coach. I buy the star that Amin's going to be. Right now, this playoffs, I'm not in.
Last night, what I saw.
I'm going to go do the show with Butcher Boy.
Last night, what I saw is a Grizzlies team that I'm just going to watch my words a little bit because you never know what might happen in the future. But they're hampered at the very least. Like, they're leaking oil. Push the Warriors at home in that situation to the limit. The Rockets are a better version of the Grizzlies. A better, deeper version of the Grizzlies. You've got a gang of people that you can throw at Steph Curry. You're not going to stop them. Well, thank you, Lee. That's a little better. But you've got a lot those, of work to do. Pizza on Friday, in and out next Monday, and everything will be all right.
We'll read the message so the people.
Leezy says, "Let's go, Kings." That's a good start. But like I said, pizza on Friday, in and out on Monday, and then that'll pay the debt. So there's that. But you got a man that you could throw at Steph. You got Dylan that you could throw at Steph. You got Van Fleet. You got Terry Eason. If you want to go Cam Whitmore. You got all these guys that you could throw at Steph Curry. Not that you're going to stop him, but the burden isn't on one guy to stay with him all series long, which means you can keep those guys. You can essentially kind of put a fresh guy on him time in and time out. And it goes back to the
Rockets aren't
point.
The first team to have that strategy.
I don't think you're stopping him, but I think there's an aspect of wearing him out over the course of seven games.
Okay, like, maybe there's
need,
that.
You need someone maybe else to that. Step up. And I'm like, I know Jimmy will do his thing, but like Pods or whoever, like you're going to need
someone
else.
Because if you're guarding Draymond one day and then Steph the next day, you're going to be fresh versus Steph.
Yeah, like Steph's going to get his, but like I do think like as physical as the Rockets play, I think there's an aspect that will be able to like wear him out to the point where like, all right, someone else has to step up to here.
I don't know.
Besides
and
Jimmy.
And I'm not making it like the Rockets are the super team, but I don't know if they've seen a lot of teams with that type of ammo to throw at Steph. It's been one guy where it's like, oh, he can bother him. But if that guy gets in foul trouble or if he gets worn down himself from running around with Steph, they take advantage of that.
Where did the Rockets' defense rank? Does anyone know off the top of the head? I don't. I didn't. I should have. I figured we had a couple more days before we dove into the series. I know. Okay.
I don't know. But that's a lot. They got a lot, and then you got a situation where Sengun, I don't think he's going to let those guys off the hook in the paint.
Rockets had the fifth best defensive rating this season.
Just a week ago. It was one game.
You said Warriors were at seven?
Yeah, seven.
So was Boston one?
Four. Oklahoma City's one. Magic, that's two, right. Clippers three, Boston four.
Got it. Okay.
It's only one game.
Oh, man. God bless it. Okay, sorry.
It's only one game, but just a week ago, they had Steph in hell. They had him in hell when they beat their asses in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, just one game.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just a preview of what they can do. I mean, they could essentially tell him, don't worry about scoring. Just stay with this guy and make it tough on him. We've seen that body type, that type of individual, maybe even on a smaller scale, give Steph problems in Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A taller guy that can move. And I think Amin is a better athlete and can move a little better than Keegan, but probably about the same size, maybe an inch or two smaller. We're having fun with it. I haven't officially said what I think the series is going to be, but I'm leaning heavily towards Rockets winning that series.
I think it's Rockets in like seven. If I had to make a real pick, it'd be Rockets in six, I guess. Seven's, I guess, the easy way out, but it'll be a tough series, but I think Rockets get them.
If you get the Pods, the Buddy Hields, and Kuminga's not playing, so who knows if he's
DNP's.
So, like, I need to know where
Moses Moody.
Moses Moody. Moses, I like Moses Moody. The others have to step up. They have to, because I'm expecting Steph and Jimmy to do a good do well.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not going to be enough,
you have to. Well, it's a conversation for a different day. But you have to trade Jonathan Kuminga at this point, don't you?
Might as well. I mean, what else?
Like, what are you doing?
I'm not all
like Steve's Warriors almost annoyed.
I don't get why he doesn't play at all.
He's almost annoyed when people ask him.
The other day he was asked, because in the last game of the season he was asked about Kuminga and whether or not, you know, why he didn't play or something like that. And he's like, well, you know, Guy Santos didn't play either, you know, and he's been a great plus minus guy. It was just the way the game went.
Plus like, bro, minus.
We got right. No disrespect to right, Santos. Steve. No disrespect to Santos, but that's what we're doing to Kuminga now? Like, oh, Santos didn't play, so it's cool that Kuminga didn't play.
No disrespect to Santos, but I'll disrespect to Kuminga with that one.
Mm. I do think he's going to play in this series, though. They need him bad in this series.
Kuminga.
Yeah. They're going to need another athlete. They're going to need another scorer to take the load off of Steph and Jimmy. Check this out.
I don't.
Real quick.
Okay.
Five times they played this year.
Okay.
The first game.
Why?
Playing.
Thank. In season?
In season, excuse me. In season tournament. They were in the winning bracket, too. Like, okay. That was a real game. But 127-121, Rockets won the first game. The next time, 99-93 Warriors, 91-90 Rockets.
Uh huh.
105-98 Warriors, 106-96 Rockets. My point for reading those scores out is, if that's the way they're going to play, the Rockets are going to win.
Nah, you're wrong. What did you just say? What? Oh, Jesse's on the phone. The Rockets are five.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors four. I'm sorry, they're four, and the Warriors were seventh.
That's
it. The Warriors are a defensive team, or can be a defensive team, too.
That's not the way. I don't think that's the way they're going to beat the Rockets in this series.
Well, why not?
Because they're not going to. I don't believe.
I was going to do it anyways. Now you're forcing me to do it.
I don't believe they can get into a defensive slugfest with that team in a series and win.
Sir, if there's one thing the Warriors can do with Draymond Green, it's get in a slugfest. Now, I hate that you're going to make me do this.
Your dubs.
Well, no, not my dubs, but my guy. Yo, Draymond's going to have an impact on this series, too.
I think so, too.
Like, he's you know, we get our jokes off. Like, being serious here for a second, I don't know if Draymond's winning Defensive Player of the Year award or not, but if he doesn't, he's going to be pretty damn close to it. And he's going to have an impact on this series. You talk about everything that we hate about Draymond Green, the Houston Rockets hate even more. Like, if he's got to get Dylan Brooks tossed, he can. Mm-hmm. Like, Dylan Brooks isn't composed enough to handle a 7-game series with Draymond Green. Shoot, sometimes I wonder if Fred VanVleet is composed enough to handle the 7-game series with Draymond Green.
You think Emay's got anything for them?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
Emay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're fine. We're fine.
He was on the losing end of that. That was Emay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send him
yeah, he definitely got something for them. Mm-hmm. He absolutely has something for them.
I mean,
he's played them at the highest level.
They're a problem. And the other thing about them that I'm not sold on the Warriors about is going up against bigger teams. And when you're talking about Sengun, Jabari Smith, Steven Adams, mm-hmm. they could dominate the boards. And that's before we get into Amen. Amen ain't no small guy.
Amen's the one. I know.
So...
What you said five times. Was it 3-2 Warriors?
3-2 Warriors. 3-2 Warriors. Terry Eason in there as well. I think
Barrett makes a good point. Draymond is barely composed enough to handle the 7-game series with Draymond. That's a good point.
We got Chulis 99 said, you're making it sound like Rockets and Sweep. Welcome everyone to KC Bad Take Wednesday. Might as well bring out a bad impression. I might as well block your ass. That's what I should do. But I'm not going to do that today. But I don't think it's going to be a Rockets in a Sweep.
Well, to be fair, I don't know how to block people on Twitch.
I don't think the bot's got to do that.
Yeah, I think you have to actually do that on Twitch. I don't even know if anybody has access to that account.
I only want to bring it up because it's not a Rockets in a Sweep. Even, like I said, I haven't figured out exactly where I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards the Rockets. But if I do, I think it's going to be a long series. I think it's going to be 6 or 7. But I just think... I think people are dismissing the Rockets just because they're young and they're the 2 seed. I think they're a bad matchup for the Rockets or for the Warriors. Excuse me. Go ahead, Warren. Do it, Warren.
Put him in a 5 minute. Warren, leave him alone.
Put him
Warren.
In a 5 minute.
He's fine. Leave him alone. He's fine. He's just fine. Okay,
you can talk about my takes. Don't talk about my impressions.
Yeah, that's kind of crossed the line.
That is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tread carefully because, you know, we can get an impression at any moment. So.
Well, I mean, I just think the Rockets, that's a tough team. Emay, he's going to be ready to go. He's going to have those guys ready to go. And when you talk about playoff basketball, I see a look on your face. Don't do it. I see a look on your face. You don't know about playoff basketball. You talk about playoff basketball. They're going to be ready to go.
Okay. Well, great.
Be ready for 13-20 inside at Cruz Broussard all playoffs long, by the way.
We got that clip later.
Yeah, don't worry. Not right now, but he'll be scheduled.
Szabo does bring up a good point. Maybe Shula is my burner Twitch account. No one's ever brought up the impressions before. Maybe that's my burner Twitter account. I think the West is loaded with great series.
I do too.
I think the West is absolutely loaded with great series. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this for sure.
And hopefully the Kings can be part of it.
I hope so.
Hopefully the Kings can be part of it.
Ja looked like he was limping at the end of that game still yesterday.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Well, it doesn't matter because the Kings have business to take care of tonight. It doesn't. Ja's availability for Friday is not even remotely relevant. And at least it may never be relevant for us. It may be relevant at about 9:30, 9:15.
For whoever may get to play the Grizzlies on Friday.
Yeah, and then it can be a conversation. Talking about that. Just by itself, we've seen this so many times before. You're warm. You roll your ankle. It was late third. They wrapped him up. I was the way he was moving, I was stunned that he got back out on the floor. But he's still warm. The game is close. A lot of adrenaline at play. It is 12:33 Pacific Standard Time all of that adrenaline is gone. Mm-hmm. All of that sweat equity from the game, it's all gone. The desire to beat Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, the desire to shut the Chase Center up. Well, it was pretty quiet last night.
It was.
Well, until Steph. That's what they do.
Steph turned it up.
That's what he does. Steph, the only thing that can excite that crowd. That's all gone.
Well, it's like,
and then you wonder, like, okay, how does he feel now?
There's different parts of the body and all. It was like when Harden played 48 on that bad hamstring or whatever. It's like, if you take him out, he's probably done.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, and correct me. Did he do that twice?
Yeah, he did.
Did James do that two games in a row?
5, 6, and 7.
Oh, he did it 3. Yeah. To me, like, that's Harden's finest playoff performance. Mm. Like, he deserves a lot of credit for what he did, and everyone on that Brooklyn Nets said the same thing. Just him being there helped us. Mm-hmm. Even though he couldn't do what he normally does, just him being out there helped a lot. And for a guy who has so many, I don't want to misuse the word, but infamous playoff performances, that should be, even though it's not a 40-point triple-double or a 60-point game, that should be his shining moment. That was a big deal for him.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see what he does this playoffs, because, again, we talk about the West. I'm intrigued by this Rockets-Warriors. We've been on this, you know, we've been talking about this series here since we transitioned from Kings-Dallas tonight to knowing that we won't see Kings-Warriors again this year, or at least not anytime soon, at least. Mm-hmm. That, like, you know, we can have our fun about, though, this team's going to win, that team, looking at it's split. A lot of people think the Warriors are going to win. A lot of people think the Rockets are going to win. Most people think this series is kind of, you know, going the distance, meaning at least 6 or 7. I think you've got 3 other series in the conference that could be that way.
Absolutely.
Lakers and Wolves, same thing. Mm-hmm. And then one that I think this series could have a massive impact on the offseason, and it's Nuggets and Clippers.
Yeah, I already.
If Ty Lue run them out of here, man. We talk about the summer of KD. This could be the summer of KD, Jamal Murray, Trae Young. There could be some high-priced stars on the move this offseason.
100%. I already planted my flag with that one. I think the Clippers.
I'm with you.
Clippers handle I'm that
with
series.
You. Yeah, I'm with you.
I just don't I'm with think you. The Nuggets have enough. Obviously, they have Jokic, so you got a shot. But, and I like Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown. Those are good ball players. But the way the Clippers are playing right now, you can make an argument the Clippers are playing as good or better than anybody in the NBA as of right now.
The crazy thing about Jokic is he's going to get you 20 to 40 points from everyone else, because mm-hmm. he's going to get those assists. But unlike the John Stocktons, he's going to score 32 mm-hmm. or 40. Or occasionally he might do 50.
Yeah.
But like Denver is gonna get points. I just don't know they can do it against this Clippers team though.
I don't think they'll get swept. I think this will be a series when we're coming out of it. But it's like, yeah, it was clear who the best team was.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too.
100%. And
I am completely out on Denver in this series.
And I feel the same way if they are, you know, healthy or something like that. If Jamal Murray isn't good enough to go, like, play and perform at a high level, Denver has no shot of winning this series. If they're going to win this series, it's going to be because Jamal Murray came back. He was able to be playoff Jamal, or good version of playoff Jamal, and Jokic did his thing, and obviously Aaron Gordon. But if they're hampered in any way by Jamal Murray's injury, they're not beating the Clippers in a series. I would be stunned if that team beat the Clippers if Jamal Murray isn't at least 80%.
Yeah, I
don't even know if he's playing. Did he play the last game? Did Jamal Murray come back?
Jamal Murray, I played the last game of the season. I don't think so.
So,
in fact, I don't think he ever came back.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So there's no even guarantee he's ready to go.
Which I forgot about, because there was another story. We had just brought that story to the forefront. Or I don't want to say we just brought it. Had just come to the forefront.
He played the last 2 games of the season.
He did.
He came back for those 2 games.
How much do you see how many minutes he played?
31 minutes first game, 24 minutes second game.
Okay.
Okay. So he's back. They're going to need him. They're going to need him in a major way to beat this Clippers team.
So I guess it's freaking first take on this goddamn show. I'll go a step further. I don't care if you have good Jamal Murray or bad Jamal Murray.
Hey, I don't disagree with you.
I don't think they're good enough to beat the Clippers. I don't know why. I really dislike this Denver team. And for some reason, I really dislike Jamal Murray. I don't buy him.
I do hate Jamal Murray.
I don't hate him. I just don't buy him. I don't think he's the star that they make him out to be.
Well, that's the thing. He's a very good player, and I think he's elevated himself in playoffs, like with moments and stuff like that. That's kind of,
and that's important.
Yeah, but like he's not Jalen Brunson though, or anything like that.
He's not. But at the same time, to win, and I don't want to disrespect anybody in this situation, but it's almost how we feel about like Malik Monk, right? Malik Monk isn't an all-star or a superstar, but we look at Malik Monk, especially last year, and I guess maybe even more so this year, I'm not sure, but like...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Man, if we're going to pull off any upsets in a series, like, you got to have Malik Monk. Like, even the most optimistic Kings fan, if they were to get into that playoff series, would have a hard time saying, if I told you Malik was out for the entire series, saying, like, we could beat the Thunder without Malik Monk. Like, right. we need him. He's not an all-star. He's not even the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But you need him just in general and for those moments. Malik is clutch in the fourth quarter. He's able to create his own shot late in games, things like that. That's how I look at Jamal Murray on a little grander scale. Like, I think he's better than Malik Monk. So, like I said, I don't want to classify him as that. But that's how he is for Denver. He's clearly not their best player. But if you want to do anything as a team, you got to have Jamal Murray there.
Denver also fired their coach like 2 weeks or a week and a half going into the playoffs. Like, I'd have to imagine it's not, oh, we fired the coach, everything's good now. I can imagine there's more problems there than not.
That's a good point, too.
See, that's a tough one to tell. Like, I don't know. I mean,
just going off of history, like, have we ever seen a team like, yeah, they fired the coach?
Yeah, nah, I hear you. Well, hopefully we see it tonight.
They fired their coach in a normal time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this was different. Yeah.
Yeah, and for some reason, the Kings moving on from Mike Brown was the one that was ridiculed the most.
The Kings literally did it probably the most normal.
Five games under 500.
All the context that we knew and all that we're talking about. But well, no, that was the worst one.
Wasn't it the championship season when the Cavs fired David Blatt?
They were like the number one team in the league at that point. When they fired him, I think.
Or was it?
Did David Blatt go to the first finals?
I don't remember. I feel like Ty Lue took over the year that
and they won the title. That's funny. I can't remember what year did David Blatt.
Yeah, David Blatt and Kerr faced off their first year.
Okay, so
he was there the first time.
That's 15 or 15.
Yeah.
And so he got fired midway through the 16 season, and Ty Lue won a title. You hated Ty Lue when the show started.
He did. That's a forgotten thing, by
that's
the way.
Not true
it is.
Ty Lue, one of the great.
You really tried
in the
to rewrite
today.
History 4 years later, like we won't forget. And there's probably no video because you were at home, maybe on the couch.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was couch era or
the Gray Wall, I believe.
Gray Wall era.
Yeah, I'm a Mandela effect. This one, I've never said that. Never said that, Ty Lue. Hell of a coach. That's my boy. Right.
We'll come back, man. We'll get our focus back. Again, this is going to be a real fun Western Conference playoffs. And hopefully the Sacramento Kings are a part of it. If they are, it starts tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, who were, again, the centerpiece of attention yesterday. We'll talk about that and this matchup tonight for the Sacramento Kings when Dylan McCasey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. No, I'll not just shut the hell up and let the rejoinder play.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Mustard!
Siblings.
You right. I think you called that one out the gate. That's the track on the album. Oh, Luther's crazy. It's the number one song in the country for eight straight weeks now. But that's the one. That's the one everyone
I love
loves.
That. And I gotta say I was wrong. I was dead wrong. I'm a big fan of Peekaboo now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big fan of Peekaboo, man. It just
bing, bop, boom, bop, bop, bing.
Oh, I hate that part. But the song, it just gives me LA vibes, man. That people just be walking to it and everything. I'm a big fan of Peekaboo.
This was a very West Coast album. It was such a break from what Kendrick normally does. Like listening to I listened to Damn yesterday morning. GNX was such a break from that album. Mm-hmm. It was just completely different.
Yeah.
And the GNX tour gets underway this weekend in Minnesota. Mall of America.
It's Lex Luger showing.
Get the camera. What the hell is he doing here? No, I think it's U.S. Bank Stadium. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Heard that's a gorgeous building. I'll never see it.
It's
too goddamn cold. I'll never see
it. Niners play the Vikings in September. We might have to make a move.
To Minnesota?
We've never made a move. Do you know how many times you said, we need to make a move? We've never made a move for a year.
We're trying to get it paid for.
For a year.
Why would you make that move to Minnesota, though?
For
to see the U.S. Bank.
I don't care. I'm sorry. I did not mean to imply that I care. It does. On TV.
Didn't they
I don't need to see it.
Didn't they say they were trying to put a WrestleMania there? Or a Royal Rumble or something?
Something is there.
For it or something like
yeah,
that.
Something is there. They've been trying to do WrestleMania for years there. Mm. But I think they got something. I don't remember if it was the Rumble or SummerSlam.
WrestleMania would
or what
make
it was.
Sense. It's warm enough at that point.
For a year, we said we're going to Las Vegas. I even said I was going to pay because it was Jesse's wedding.
Yeah. We were supposed to make
it's Saturday, dog.
A good decision.
We sure as hell did. Could you imagine if we bought tickets for this sorry ass show a year ago when they went on sale? This is where WWE gets you. I joked about this with KC when we were watching that god awful Raw at the Golden One Center the other day. Is can you imagine shelling out $300-$400 just trusting that the WWE is going to put on a good show?
Oh.
Now multiply that. When you're taking your stupid ass to Las Vegas to watch WrestleMania and you have to buy the tickets a year in advance, and because we're all smart and we know how the business works, we were convinced we knew what the main event was. You could not have told me a year ago, before they even announced that WrestleMania was going to be in Las Vegas, when they're holding that Super Bowl press conference
yeah,
with The Rock and Roman and everything there, that Dwayne was not going to be in the main event in some way, shape, or form at this WrestleMania. We ain't seen that hoe in a month.
Scott Friday, if he wants to show up.
Oh, he'll be there Friday.
He'll absolutely be there Friday because it's in Las Vegas. Yeah. And they've already confirmed who's going to be there this weekend.
Yeah.
Travis.
Yeah.
Travis, oh, I didn't see that. Building.
So, and Travis.
I mean, how's that going to work?
I was just thinking the same thing. Oh, Saturday. He'll do Coachella Saturday. And then he'll be there Sunday night. Where, at some point, if Cody doesn't kick his ass, I'm done with Cody. If Cody don't lay out Travis Scott in Las Vegas, I'm done with Cody.
I'm not even going to bother with night one. It's pretty trash.
And then I got Easter on Sunday.
Who cares?
The only thing I want to see.
Vince McMahon pinned God in a tag team match. They do not care about. Wait till they host Armageddon on Christmas. Live from Saudi Arabia or whatever.
Well, they did start this all off with the pay-per-view on Thanksgiving. Now, that was fire.
Some Survivor Series.
Yeah, that was fire. That was good, wholesome family fun.
A Thanksgiving night tradition.
Only thing I want to see is Jay. I want to see Jade in how that plays out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if you tune in at the beginning of the show, you'll see it.
Oh, no, it's going to be early.
I think it's the first match.
No, it's the second or third match.
Well, that's dumb. Make it the first.
Well, I think Jay's the first.
Wait, what'd you say?
Jay Uso.
No, what match did you say you were looking for?
Jade.
Oh, Jade. Yeah. I thought you said Jay.
No, I did. I said Jay first. I want to see Jay. I want to see Jade and how that plays out. I guess I want to see what happens with Bianca.
Somebody turning.
Yeah. And
somebody going to get their ass kicked, whatever that Mark Henry song was.
I want to see, obviously, Roman. And that's, I think a lot of that is on night one. Night two, I'll just be there for the main event.
Well, I'm watching. I'm just as interested in the main event in night one. Yeah. With Punk and...
That would be dope. I could care less about Jay. Still think they should have gone through win.
I do not. Really?
Yeah, Jay is not good, dude. Like, Zack Ryder was cool. Like, everyone has their moments when they're over for however long, whatever. Like, Zack Ryder, not Zack Ryder, LA Knight's been over for 2 years and you guys hate him. Like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It is not the same.
He's not over.
It's
the same thing.
It ain't the
same
thing.
Yes, he is.
No, it isn't.
He was at his peak. Eventually, Jay's like, that'll go down, but it's the same thing.
I'm not talking to you the rest of the day.
Mid-card Jay Uso.
LA Knight is Jay Uso. I can't.
Yes. Yes. That's, wow, he threw his hands up in the air again. Wow.
By the way.
Is Jay Daniel Bryan?
No, Daniel Bryan's better.
He's a better wrestler.
Yeah, but that moment is the same. The yes moment and the eat moment.
Yes movement might have been a little bit bigger.
Way bigger.
Might have been a little bit bigger.
That was a moment.
Because Daniel had Triple H. Yeah. They really... You imagine if it wasn't for Daniel Bryan, they really were going to have Randy Orton and Batista headline a WrestleMania.
Yikes.
This is like full-on Guardians of the Galaxy Batista, too. Not like Batista 20 years ago. This is Guardians of the Galaxy Batista.
Yikes.
That's tough.
Catch a D in the chat. I'm not a Jey Uso guy, whatever.
You really aren't. You treat Jey Uso like I treat Jamal Murray.
Oh, like both have...
Jey better than Jamal Murray.
No. No, Jamal Murray's got a ring.
They're about the same. They're about the same.
Yeah, like they both... We're probably both wrong in our takes, but it is what it is.
They're cool. I like them both. By the way, Minneapolis has the 2026 SummerSlam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, 2026? Mm-hmm. Indianapolis has 2025?
I don't see it, but I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you got to get Tyrese in there.
Didn't they just get something? Didn't they just have...
No, I think they announced a multi-year partnership.
Oh, brother.
With
Who are
Indianapolis.
They, the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know why they did this. I think they announced a multi-year partnership with I assume, Lucas Oil.
No disrespect, because I understand a smaller market. I'm from Sacramento. I understand how it goes. Why would I ever want to go to Indianapolis?
Well, I feel like we can trash Indianapolis if we want to because SummerSlam's never coming here.
No. Unless it comes to Sutter Health Park.
Maybe Sky River is building something SummerSlam can come to or the Royal Rumble. Because whatever it is, we don't have it right now.
Well, we do have the Republic Stadium.
How many does it seat?
Like 18,000.
Well, we'll get NXT there. Stand and deliver, or whatever it's called.
It's SummerSlam at the new Sac State Hornet Stadium.
Yeah, SummerSlam there. NXT at
live from Hornet Stadium in Sacramento, California. Big ovation there for Sac State men's basketball coach Mike Bibby.
Yeah, Jacob Fatu and someone else in a J Street brawl.
Oh, that's so great. A Doko brawl.
Oh, goodness.
But then you get the shot of, what's the ice cream place?
Gunther's.
You get the shot of Gunther at Gunther's. It's great. That's great. So many missed opportunities by Sacramento not having a stadium.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious. I'm going to ask a weird question.
Okay.
Is Jason Anderson on today's show?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Did you see the not confirmed got erased?
I never saw it at all.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
1:15.
Jay never comes on the show when I ask him, so I'm glad someone got him on the show. Are we talking power or are we talking playoffs?
We are. I'm not up
okay,
to date.
Okay, I'm not either. Yeah, Jay, if you're listening, we got to hold off all the power. I'm comfortably behind.
We can talk I'm in comfortably the big behind. Picture, but as far as up to date, I think I'm 3 episodes behind.
Man, I think I watched
while that. We're doing this, Jason's on the phone or on the stream?
Good question.
I'll check. I think he's on the phone though, but I'll double check. I'll check with my guy.
In any event, it is the Kings and the Mavericks tonight at the Golden 1 Center. So we might not get SummerSlam. We might not get the Royal Rumble. But we got a play-in game at the Golden 1 Center tonight. We did get No Mercy. I think that was the last pay-per-view we got.
Was that the Fiend joint?
Oh, no. We had Hell in a Cell. No Mercy was like the second. I think I have this right. It was Paul McCartney and then No Mercy.
Wow.
I think that's how the Golden 1 Center opened. Wow. It might have been Paul McCartney, and then No Mercy. But it was definitely, I'm almost positive No Mercy was the second event. And that was the night of, this is one of WWE's funniest moves ever. So this is the network era.
4-1 up.
It was Cena and AJ.
Sounds right.
And they opened the card because the first presidential debate between Hillary and Donald was that night.
Goodness gracious.
So they opened with Cena and AJ so people could go watch the debate or something or whatever.
That's crazy.
And I think it closed with Dolph and Miz in what was the Miz. The match was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a great close. The crowd was crazy. But they did the main event, which was Cena and AJ. Fun fact, I caught AJ's elbow pad in that night.
Do you still have it?
I do. He threw it, and I just kind of reached, and I caught it.
So what did you do? You just put it in your pocket after that? Or
I
like,
just
you
held it.
Oh, I got AJ's
like,
elbow pad.
Well, I tried to do the responsible thing. I looked around. It's a bunch of grown-ass men around me.
Maybe to get to a kid.
So it's like, I'm not. No, you can't have it. Get away from me, jackass. I looked for a child in my vicinity. There was not one to be found. So I was like, I'm going to keep it.
Well, AJ's.
I'll wear it tomorrow. If the Kings beat the Mavericks, I'll wear it tomorrow.
Oh, disgusting. Haven't been washed since.
Well, it hasn't.
Just like the Rock's elbow pad.
Well.